Let's look at rung number 4, swearing, to assess how it influences our spiritual life, as Gurudeva writes on it at length in Living with Shiva. Gurudeva states that habitual swearing unleashes a negative force that will ruin one's life and break up one's home. He continues that swearing is a good way to curse oneself, to build up a big balloon of negative energy, and that swearing stimulates the lower chakras until one day swearing will turn into screaming and yelling, demands and threats, and so on. So, some people habitually swear, and they don't think anything of it. You know, it's just acceptable behavior as long as, you know, you're just with your friends at work or something. You know, you're not at some dinner party and you speak out in a swearing way. But when they're at work, sometimes in physical work particularly, the people swear all the time. And don't think of it as wrong. You think of it as acceptable behavior. And one of the problems with human nature is that it's easily influenced by our companions. And that's why companionship is very important. You know, we take on the qualities of those we work with, those we spend time with after work, more than we realize. You know, we think a certain quality is ours, but really it's been stimulated by the people we're with. So, you know, if we work with people that are constantly swearing, we have to be very careful not to pick up that habit ourselves. And not to think that swearing is acceptable for those who are on the spiritual path, because it's not. It's the third rung here on the ladder. We're down much further than we realize. And as Gurudeva says, you know, at length in Living with Shiva, it's stimulating the lower chakras. So if we're swearing, it's so easy for that to turn into a more overt form of anger. You know, we start yelling at someone. We're prone to yell and blame and so forth. Much more so than if we weren't swearing in the first place. It's a nice message from Gurudeva that resulted from going to Malaysia in June of 2000. He was invited there by this Dr. Paramashivan, I think is his name, who was selling a do-it-yourself home Agni kit, home Homa, doing a fire ceremony in the home. And that sounded innocuous to Gurudeva and sounded wonderful. So Gurudeva went and he found out that the people involved in the organization and lots of people who were performing the Homa were prone to serious anger, something he hadn't envisioned, you know. And so he came back with new insights into what happens if an angry person does a puja, or what happens if an angry person does a Homa. You know, what happens if a priest who has been arguing at length with the trustees does a puja? You know, when anger is present. And, you know, he became very outspoken that instead of invoking spiritual beings, they're invoking asuric beings. They're bringing in people that are in the inner planes, invisible people that are going to cause mischief, that are going to harm us rather than bless us. So he came back with some, you know, very strict guidelines and came out with the message that people prone to anger should definitely not perform a fire ceremony, and not even a regular puja, which involves passing of flames. All that they should do is a simple waving of incense before the deities. And of course, it's all right to attend a puja conducted by someone else. He also became very sensitive to certain temples, which had lots of arguments going on between the priests and the trustees. Some temples even have lawsuits. The situation has gotten so out of control, you know, like the Malibu Temple in California. The priests and the trustees have gotten along so badly that they're suing one another. And of course, that creates a terrible atmosphere in the temple, a place you don't want to go to worship. Gurudeva went on to say that once anger is experienced, 31 days should pass to close the door on the chakras below the Muladhara before puja may again be performed by that individual. Simple waving of incense before the icons is permissible, but not the passing of flames, ringing of bells, or the chanting of any mantra other than simple recitation of Om. So, sometimes we're asked how much anger needs to be expressed before we have to shut down our shrine room for 31 days or hang up our japa beads on the wall. So, you know, when we look at the ladder here, Gurudeva didn't say, but to me it's has to do with step four kind of anger. Not swearing per se, but screaming and yelling when we're starting to get out of control. You know, it's that element of having lost control, which first starts in our words and then can go down further into our fists, in our actions. But, you know, we've lost control over ourselves. And that means the lower chakras are really spinning. And it means it takes time for them to calm down. Gurudeva said a normal emotional upset takes 3 days to calm down. You know, if you just have kind of a big upset with someone, but neither of you get particularly angry, it takes 3 days to recover from that. So if you allow yourself to lose control and start yelling and screaming or grabbing someone or so forth, then 31 days is necessary to recover from that kind of expression. But not something smaller, you know, just simple swearing or blaming and shaming. Unless you lose control, even in blaming and shaming, you can lose control and it starts to turn into screaming and yelling. So, I'd like to take another 5 minutes and do a little self-reflection, see if you can relate to any of the ladders, rungs on the ladder, see if you're climbing this ladder or you're still on the ground. And be honest again, no one will see this, you're just being reflective on if anger in its subtle forms is something you're experiencing and can improve upon. We're just writing it down in order to objectify it so we can improve upon it, do better. And we'll give that 5 minutes.